Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check this out. This is Fresh Get Out of the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Blunt Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C-Murder.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfuckers.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Dizzy Bomb.
Vice One.
Yo, this is DJ Reddy Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is the show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records, reveal that addition to rappers that are coming up, getting put on. We need a new platform to fight the mainstream. The show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on the screen and follow up witches.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering, graphics and shadow the time. Check out the archives and touch with the shows. Plenty of content for you to get through. Everything free to download the stream. Oh yeah, we deserve the real review.
Unstoppable, we beat, we fought our bitch, we represent. All them killers on the mic and we should love to all your fans. Motherfuckers wanna hate, do your thing, we keep the focus. Bringing nothing but the rhythm, come and tune into the dopest.
I'm a man-made guy, crazy knocking all you rappers off. It's underground society, it's usually just a light dog. Hip-hop AD, representing for them legends. Rapping mumble rappers, so we ain't sitting on the hip. Two-pocket beats, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. It's a murder mask.
Welcome to episode 537 of the Murder Master Music Show. It's your boy Perez. Man, let me bring on my co-host, Mac J. Mac J, I'm super happy to do this show tonight, brother. Bringing on a return guest, somebody who's put out dope music for decades now, and he just dropped a project. I'm talking about Big Court, a.k.a. Court Dog. You know what I'm saying? TME, True Muscle Entertainment, of course. He's down with No Limit, Master P. He's part of the tank, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And he's been, you know what I'm saying, since, before Down South Hustlers. You know, plus he was on that project as well. He's done a lot of independent stuff over the years. You know, put out some dope solo albums, some CCG group projects.
Like Kansas City.
Film. He'll put out his own films. I mean, it just doesn't stop, man. We're gonna bring him out right now so he can tell us, you know what I'm saying, about what he's got going on, man. What's up, Big Court? How you doing, brother?
Hey, man, I'm good, man. How y'all doing? I appreciate that introduction, brother.
Yeah, no doubt,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Glad to have you back on the show. I know you've been real, real busy. Let's start off with TME, True Muscle Entertainment. Let everybody know what that is and what you're doing with it right now, Corto.
Yeah, well, you know, TME, that stemmed from, because naturally, you know, I took a break from the music for a while, actually for about 10 plus years in terms of from the creative aspect and being an artist. So, you know, I just had to take a step back for a second because a lot of people don't understand. I started really young. You know, it's crazy because a lot of the youngsters nowadays, they try to play it like I'm an old head. But, you know, people don't understand. I started really, really young. So it seems like I've been around forever, which I have been. But, you know, just taking a step back, you know, for a second, and I was seeing success in other arenas outside of music, you know, with production. And, you know, I got a successful real estate company and different things like that. And then also working with Pete. But, you know, I started getting a buzz. I mean, once an artist, always an artist. You know what I mean? I start getting a bug again. And, I was like, shit, let me throw my hat back in the ring again. You know what I mean? It just made sense because, you know, I had already started with the supplement company, you know, and that was doing well. So, you know, I became synonymous with the whole True Muscle thing. So if I was going to do anything else, it just made sense to keep it uniform. You know what I mean? And just go with that TME, True Muscle Entertainment. So, and it's basically still No Limit. It's just my vision. You know what I'm saying? It's still under the umbrella. You know what I mean? Just like how, you know, C Murder did with True Records. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, P, that's my brother. He involved in everything that I do. But, it, you know, I'm in the driver's seat in terms of the vision, and what I want to do with the backing of No Limit. You know what I mean? So that's my baby.
And you're getting ready to drop a straight up compilation that's based on talent, bars over bullshit. I mean, the real deal, man. Tell everybody about the Boomerang project you got coming out.
Man, my Boomerang album, man, I'm so excited about it because really what it is, man, let me say this. My vision for it and what my attempt was at it was to be a merging of the generations. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm sitting back and I'm still behind the scenes and I'm very much involved, you know, but at the same time, you know, I'm not at the forefront, but I'm seeing this generational gap. I'm seeing it being like a civil war of the ages. You know what I'm saying? It's like you got the young niggas hating on the older cats hating on the, you know, and you know, we wasn't like that. You know what I'm saying? Like the cats before us, like we respected them. You know, like we was a different type of generation. I mean, we paid homage. We recited their lines. We redid their songs. Like, you know what I mean? If you even go back to when KRS-One and Nelly, you know, when they had their little thing, like it took KRS-One to keep fucking with Nelly for him to respond. You know what I'm saying? But out of respect, he didn't just fly off the handle. Like, you know what I'm saying? And he actually told KRS-One, like, you know what I'm saying? The only reason I responded because you hurt my feelings. I looked up to you. You know what I'm saying? So at the same time, like this new generation, these millennials, they don't have that respect. But so instead of, you know, throwing shit and pointing and blaming and all that, I said, okay, let me try to bridge the gap, you know, because, a lot of people consider me an OG, but at the same time, I'm still young enough and still active enough to be able to try to identify with them and not so out the loop where it's just like, okay, I'm stuck in my way, because it's a revolving door. You got to think, like, you know, I grew up on Ice-T and Eazy-E and NWA and, you know, things like the Ghetto Boys. But the people before me that grew up on, you know, that was more or less subscribing to Run DMC and Furious Five, all those cats in Sugar Hill, when they heard that gangster rap, it was like bullshit to them. You know what I mean? It was like, what the hell is that? You know, what the fuck? They cussing and doing all this old crazy shit. But we swore it was the truth. We swore by it. So I understand that it goes in cycles. You know what I'm saying? And understandably, some things just ain't for us. I understand. Some things, you know, Lil Uzi Vert and all these cats, that's not made for me. You know, I can't relate to it. It don't mean I have to disrespect it, but it's not for me. You know what I'm saying? So I tried to, like, come and bridge the gap. Like, okay, you know, let me try to get some understanding with this generation. And then teach them as well. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, it's certain things I see y'all doing wrong. You know, like when they want to talk about the street shit, it wasn't just really about the music, but it was also a real understanding of the streets. Like, you know, everybody was making it run off on the plug and all that old crazy shit. Like, nah, that ain't how we was taught. You don't do that. You know what I mean? Like, man, somebody give you something, you pay them straight up. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how that go. So it was a certain type of reckless mentality also I seen coming in, you know, that these young guys thought it was cute. And even, I'm going to speak on a lot of it, even with the social media, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, everybody can't be the plug. You know what I'm saying? My thing is, you know, everybody talking about this big money, this plug, you know, talk about the other side of the game too. You know, for one, y'all ain't touching money or dope like that. But then talk about the other side, because, see, that's how we got it too. Ice-T and all them, that even E-40, I survived the dope game. I made money and was able to avoid prison in the streets because the niggas I was listening to was teaching me. You know, I'm getting game from E-40 and these cats. You know what I'm saying? You know, they telling, you know, hey, put your money up, do this, get a lawyer, buy some real estate, different things like that, that attributed to me being able to transition up out of that. But right now, it's so reckless, and I just think it needs balance. So my Boomerang album was meant to bring balance. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, we going to turn up, we going to do all of that, but at the same time, I want to get back to giving y'all some game and some direction and some social commentary. And you can learn something on top of that, you know.
Right, you going out there, but you coming right back to the essence of it the whole time.
Yeah, right, real talk. And like that's why I named it Boomerang. You know, it always come back to the real. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just think that, and it's a place for all of that. Because, again, I understand rap, hip-hop, I understand the history of it. So even when you go back, you always had different acts. You know, everything wasn't gangster. I mean, you still had the Fat Boys, you know, which could have been kind of like a novelty. You know what I'm saying? You had Beastie Boys, which could have been considered somewhat of a novelty. But at the same time, you know, you had, you know, Public Enemy. But then a stark contrast, you had Ghetto Boys,
right.
You know. Then you
right.
got Gangsta Nip. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got Two Live Crew. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
You want,
exactly.
You, got you want that type
exactly.
of rap.
Exactly.
Like, it was like going
exactly.
to the mall back in hip hop.
Exactly.
Like mall,
exactly.
You
so now.
What you wanted to listen to.
Exactly. It was something for everybody. And even with moods,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying? Like, I was the type of dude where, you know, I'm a big 3-6 Mafia fan, and I might
me
put
too.
On that for the mood. I may not necessarily be listening to 3-6 for no lyrical, you know, gymnastics or what. If I want to do that, I listen to Twister, you know? But if
exactly.
I want to just hear some mood or some turn up shit, shit, I'm going to listen to 3-6. If I want to, if I'm in a dark space and I want to zone out, I'm going to put on Brother Lynch. You know what I'm saying? So,
exactly.
you know,
yep.
but right
it,
now,
it
everybody.
Dope to have them options, man.
Yeah.
It's so dope
yeah.
to have them options.
Yeah.
yeah.
But
you,
right
you
now,
had,
it's like cookie cutter.
Yeah. Yeah.
You
is,
say right? You
really,
say what?
There's no, there's, it's that right now they're putting trends before talent. And. That's
right.
the, and that's what I say on my project in, on the intro. I come out and I flat out say this is not an attack on the youth. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We love
right.
the youth, man, because there's
right.
look at
right.
C2-6. You just mentioned 3-6 Mafia. C2-6,
mm-hmm.
super talented guys. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Lil Infamous Son and DJ
right.
Paul's nephew.
Lil Infamous. Yep.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
man, them cats, they're cold. So, I mean, the youth,
right.
is, there's talent out there. It's just, it's not being focused on the talent. And that's the fucking
right.
thing.
Right,
but,
right.
Yeah.
And then, too, a big thing that I discuss on the album, too, because, again, you know, it's kind of funny. And I might be showing, you know, just how long I've been around or been in the game. But my partner, he told me the other day, he was hearing the album. He was like, yeah, man, I see you getting your Herm Lou on. You know what I mean? So you remember how Herm Lou used to come on from Frisco with them compilations and be spitting game in between
yeah.
the tracks and shit. So,
oh,
you know, it's
so.
The same. Yeah, yeah, it's the same thing that I'm doing, you know what I mean? And, again, it's just to provide balance, you know. It's just, that's it, just to provide balance, you know, because I think just some of the culture is, and, again, not complaining, but just balance, you know what I'm saying? It's like some of it just be on some goofy shit. And, I mean, there's a time and place for everything, but, you know. It is what
yeah,
it is.
You gotta have a variety. We're gonna go to a song in a minute, but first I want to ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody we've had, we just had C-Loke on the show not too long ago. Shout out to him.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody we've ever had on the show that ever had anything to do with No Limit was always amazed
mm-hmm.
by Master P's hustle
mm-hmm.
ability.
Mm-hmm.
Have you learned any of that? You know what I'm saying, with TME, and if so, what have you been able to take away from you know what I'm saying, your years of knowing Master P?
Man, I'll be honest with you. You got to understand, I'm probably one of the, and this is the truth, and this is on record. I'm probably one of the only non-family members that have been around P this long. You know, because you got to think, I've been around P 22 years. You know what I'm saying? And so since I've been living in California, I've been out here 15 years. He's been out here about 17
mm-hmm.
years. So the 15 years I've been living in L.A., I'm with him like most of the time. So, yeah, naturally, you of course you learn. Of course you pick up work ethic. You pick up game. I mean, you'd be a fool not to. You know what I'm saying? So, but and because I'm around him in such a personal capacity, some things you don't even realize that you pick up and that you learn. You know what I mean? But the biggest thing is work ethic. You know, I mean, P works tirelessly. You know what I'm saying? Like, he gets up early, he don't sleep in, and he goes, you know, he the first one at it, the last one to go home, you know, and multitasking and discipline. And one, another thing that I learned from P, me personally, is, you know, utter confidence. You know what I'm saying? He will have confidence in every situation. He don't have to have all the answers. He don't have to know all the ins and outs. He understands what his, you know, what he's trying to accomplish and what his goal is, but all the, you know, little minor things in between, he may not understand all of that or even know or even care to know at that time, but he goes into shit with utter confidence. So, you know, believing in what it is you're trying to do and execute. So that's the big thing that I learned, and just, tenacity, you know, not being scared to try. I mean, Pia just go, like an Energizer bunny. He don't stop. So naturally, I implement that with all areas of my life, you know, being able to, you know, jump into the music game. And the thing about it, my numbers are doing, my records are tracking so well, my views and different things like that. I've been away from the fucking music scene for over a decade. You know, within a month's time, I just posted, you know, I'm already at, you know, 60,000 plus streams and downloads, you know what I'm saying, just within a 30-day period, you know what I mean? So it's like, you know, but a lot of that, it's the music, but a lot of it is just understanding how to maneuver in this game of today, you know, and I have to give credit to, you know, just being around P, and it's a team, you know. I have other people behind the scenes as well, you know, that you know, I get information from, you know, my homeboy Jay Tweezy. He works for No Limit. You know, he helps me out a lot. XL, he's a producer with No Limit. He produced a lot of the 504 Boys, a lot of the early 2000 stuff, No Limit. You know what I mean? Like, he gives me a lot of game and helps me as well. So, you know, it's a team effort. It's not just me, you know. It's not just P. It's a collective, you know what I mean?
Yeah, P always seemed to have had a good team around him, a lot of great people. I mean, everybody around him is legendary in their own right, you know.
Right.
And the No Limit, you look at the roster, so many guys, you know what I'm saying, that's been on the tank over years. Many of them are gone, too. You know, someone like us, take someone like a Trey 8 or a Soldier Slim, for example.
Right.
Were you able to connect
rest in peace.
Them guys? You know what I'm saying? I knew you were on the Down South Hustlers with Trey 8. Were you able to connect with him at all?
You know what? I had only met Trey 8 one time, you know, before he passed away. I you know, in Soulja Slim, I maybe have been around him a few times. But, no, I you know, unfortunately, I was never able to do any music with him or nothing like that, or really cultivate a real personal relationship. But, you know, I was a fan of Trey 8's. That shit, Trey 8 had one of the hardest songs on Down South Hustlers. That Fright Night, that shit went hard. And you know, it's you know, and it's funny because people ask me, you know, I mean, I think the reason I'm probably still around is because, and I don't know, I can't speak on other people's relationship, but, you know, me and P have always, we were friends, you know what I'm saying? We've always been friends. Like, that's my friend. So when people say No Limit, it's like, you know, it's almost like we get into character. In real life, it's Courtney and Percy, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, when it's time to be No Limit, it's time to be Master P, it's time to be Big Court, we all fall into our roles, you understand? But, you know, we've always just been friends. So when it comes to anything business-wise, that shit is as simple as, you know, your friend saying, hey, can you come over and help me move this couch real quick? You know what I'm saying? So it's that's just how it is. It's just what it is. It's been like that for so long. So naturally, yeah, it's a family, absolutely. And listen, you know, we fight. Me and Pete didn't actually fought before. You know, we've had fist fights and different things like that. So we fought over basketball.
Did you guys put on
back,
the boxing gloves? Or were you
no. We was no. We was fighting. You know what I'm saying? This is back in the 90s. You know what I'm saying? He was trying to bully me and push me around over some basketball shit. You know what I mean? Because, you know, P big bro. You know what I'm saying? He big bro. So he was trying to test me a little bit, and I took off on him. And, you know, we had our little thing. You know, he might have handled me a little bit, but it was still in love. You know what I mean? So, But, you know, we don't always see eye to eye. You know, brothers ain't always going
to
be on the same page all the time. But at the
end
of the day,
that's what
you
know as family and shit.
Yeah. We ain't always, you know, ain't no yes man or nothing like that. Like, that's my brother. That's my friend. So when he wrong, I may tell him he's wrong, but I tell him, you know, behind closed doors or give him my opinion. You know, now make no mistake, he the boss. You know what I'm saying? He the boss. He, you know, he runs shit. But at the same time, you know, personal, when you cross over from business, is, you know, I can pull him to the side and say, hey, bro, this is where you was wrong, or I feel like you was wrong. And he'll do the same to me. He'll pull my coattail, be like, Court, you was tripping. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, he might have rolled with me in the time in front of everybody, but, you know, behind closed doors, he like, yeah, you know, that was your bullshit right there. You know what I mean? So, but that's how it is. It's family, you know, and it's like that. You know, I can just speak for me and his relationship, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, people are different, you know, so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, that just shows the bond and the brotherhood, you know. And the family camaraderie that everybody has. It's kind of like when we have someone from Rap Lot on, like Gangsta Nip or somebody, you know, they're all Rap Lot Mafia for life, you know, so.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And see, that's the thing. With me, it was never about, you know, that, and that probably speaks to, you know, why I'm probably one of the more longstanding people, you know, and it's other people. Don't get me wrong. It's other people, his real friends in real life. But in terms of people that were his artists, you know, and did business with him, you know, and were also a friend, you know, I'm one of the few that, if not the only, that's still, you know, close like that, you know. But a lot of that comes from just, you know, I've always had my own voice as well, and I've always had my own lane and my own shit going on as well. So, like you say, with Gangsta Nip and Rap-A-Lot, it don't matter. Rather, No Limit at the top of the charts, at the bottom, rather, whatever, it didn't matter. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's family. It's No Limit. If we don't ever sell another fucking record, that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. You know, when a nigga die, it'll probably be, you know, I have my tank around my neck in the casket. You know what I'm saying? And there'll probably be some flowers in the shape of a tank or some shit. You know what I mean? So that's just what it is. You know, no more than you could separate me from Kansas City. That's just what it is.
And you know what's cool about that, too? You know, on the Down South Hustlers project, there was two Midwest acts, the Dayton Family and CCG. And also on No Limit, I believe you're the only Midwest guy that's ever been on No Limit, aren't you?
I will have. Yep, me and my partner. There was a part of CCG. But right off the top of my head, I would have to say yes, because everybody was 90% of No Limit was from the South, and we had, there was a time where we had Official. They were from like Philly, I believe. In the new No Limit days. Steady Mob was from the Bay. You know. But yeah, 90% of everybody's from the South, and it's still like that. It's still like that. The artists that we work with now, I mean, shit, the only LA artist that we ever had was Snoop and Eastwood, right off the top of my head. You know what I'm saying? I can't think of nobody else. So, but yeah, I'm definitely the only Midwest cat that been in that fold.
Definitely. Well, I'll tell you what, Let's go to a track right now. This is the one we tell you and Pete. Tell everybody about this one, Carl. I'll let you intro.
Which one? Oh, this Rich? Oh yeah. So yeah. This is one of the singles. We got the video. We actually about to shoot next week. The album drops this month. But yeah, Rich, it was produced by Black and Mild. It's Black and Mild on the chorus. You know, Pete came through and blessed it, and we got my artist, my first artist, Royce J. He on the third verse, and man, this song really embodies TME, because this is my sound. Like, I wanted to merge, when I said that merging the generations, coming with that melodic, musical, you know what I mean, real music, real lyrics, real rhyme schemes and patterns, not just a bunch of mumbling, not knocking that, but you know what I'm saying, and just the vibe, like, almost like a bunch of summer records, you know, shit you can get money to, vibe out to, you know, just really big records, you know, what I call like boss shit, you know. So, yeah, this is one of my favorite records, actually.
Hell yeah. We're going to come right back, and I want to chop it up with you a little bit about your early days, you know what I'm saying, putting Kansas City on the map. You're one of the pioneers of Kansas City. A lot of cats don't recognize that.
I appreciate that, yeah.
No doubt, brother. We'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
Rich nigga shit, boss shit, me and my homie Big Court, TME No Limit, man, rich nigga shit, we got money we can't count, nigga.
Woke up this morning, yeah, feeling super rich, a method is made from that with no foolishness, now I leave the house without that stick on me, I got money on my mind, so don't you fuck with me. Shopping, got the black card. Out the window, 10 acres in the backyard. Feel like yesterday I was in the hood. Now I'm
holy boy. My shooters like Ginobili, boy. If you ain't talking, get in a bag, I don't need to know you, boy. Supermodels taking showers with the sugar scarf. I'm the plug in the devil, Lord, riding with the top off.
Yeah, woke up this morning, yeah, feeling super rich. I'm after this paper, now with no foolishness. Now I leave the house without that stick on me.
That's some booty pads. Y'all don't want no smoke. Trust me, y'all ain't got the lungs. Ain't about no guns. Can't win no war without no fun. The game ain't enemies on them. That's what I told them. That's what I showed them. I never ran off on the plug. I'm a man of my word. I pay what I owe them. I got these bitches on their knees like they Kaepernick. These niggas waiting on me to fall off, but I haven't yet. Cause I'm the boss, cause I'm the man, cause I'm the overlord. Out of mind, so full of ice that Floyd said that it's overboard. Ha, shit, and that's just me being me. This that rich nigga shit, big court, TME, yeah.
Woke up this morning, yeah, feeling super rich. I'm after this paper, now with no foolishness. Now I leave the house without that stick on me.
Take little bank now, nigga looking too puzzled. Stay in the gym, gotta go flex like at the bank, you see my true muscle. Got a lot of dogs locked up, no switching, why you think they rocking new muscles? Stay in the field 24-7, roll with that sack, I never knew a fumble. Run up on me, you get turned to a ghost. Know what they love, what they do with the most. I might go fly out, I'm hitting the coast. Touching the millie, I'm blocking the pole. See if she down and I'm trying to roll. Camera from nothing, you won't even know. When I with me, this your key in my toe. Bitches with attitude, ain't got a fold, no.
Woke up this morning, yeah, feeling super rich. I'm after this paper, now with no foolishness. Now I leave the house without that stick on me. Woke up this morning, yeah, feeling super rich. I'm after this paper, now with no foolishness. Now I leave the house without that stick on me. I got money on my mind, so don't you fuck with me. Cause I be on some rich nigga shit.
Right there, off the Boomerang Project, which is going to be out very soon. When is that coming out, Big Court?
Man, it'll be out in a couple weeks. I haven't narrowed down the date yet, but it'll be probably about the third or fourth week of this month.
Now, are you gonna for us old heads, man? Are you gonna do physical copies as well?
You know what? I'm debate. That's up in the air, man. I got folks in my city, man. They telling me to do some physical copies because, you know, shit, cats be slanging that shit like sacks. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
So I might do a couple thousand. You know what I mean? I might do a couple thousand.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know people are now pressing up vinyl. Some people are pressing up cassettes
mm-hmm.
again. So that's still
mm-hmm.
starting to come back. You know,
mm-hmm.
so, but, you know, what I was saying before the break, you know, Kansas City, you know, a lot of people know Tech N9ne, obviously, you know,
mm-hmm.
Strange Music, but, you know, before I ever heard of Tech N9ne, there was cats like yourself, S to the B,
mm-hmm.
You know, you were one of the early pioneers, man. When did you first get your feet wet in the rap scene in Kansas City?
Man, you know, to be honest with you, man, I have to give it up. Well, to answer your question right off the bat, I mean, I probably started in 90, 91, you know what I mean? I was in, like, middle school, something like that, and I used to write little raps. My biggest inspiration was actually Eazy-E, you know what I mean? Like, I'm a big Eazy-E fan, so, you know, I was like, man, I can remember my first time going to L.A. in probably like 88, 89, and I was in Inglewood. I remember walking up to Crenshaw, hoping I was going to see him come down the street and shit, you know what I'm saying, as a kid, right? So Eazy-E was like my big influence. And so I used to just start off writing little raps and shit, and you know, I just developed a skill set as time went on. And the crazy thing about it is, you know, a lot of people don't know that when that fast rapping thing, like I kind of developed that by default, because for whatever reason, the way that my rhythm worked, it was hard for me to stay on beat rapping slow. You know what I mean? For whatever reason, my rhythm was just off, but it was easier for me to keep up with the hi-hat and jumble a bunch of words together. So that's how I kind of perfected that, just by default. Like, this is before rapping fast was even a thing. You know what I mean? It was just a nigga trying to stay on beat, to be honest with you. And so when I would do it, people would be like, you know, people would be like, damn, like, man, you rapping fast as hell. But they just didn't understand, fuck, I just know how to keep up with the hi-hat. You know what I mean? So as time went on, I just got better and better at it. But, you know, man, shout out to Tech. Tech was actually, he started before I did. Because back in the day, man, it was a handful of us. You know, it was Tech, it was Mass 187. As I always say in my interviews, it was this other group called PICO that was friends of mine. They were about a year or two older than me, with Dank Nitty and Money G. They was the first cats that I know that was banging on wax. Like, they was literally calling out cats in the city, and they was, you know, I'm from a Crip neighborhood, so I mean, they was super banging, right? And so that inspired me as well. And then Pure Dope, it was a group called Pure Dope that had a tape out back in 91, something like that. And you know, I ain't never met those dudes in life, but I've always given them props. You know what I'm saying? I don't, them dudes would come up to me and be like, you know who I am? I wouldn't know who the hell they are, but they just, me seeing them on a tape back then, it inspired me so much as a kid. Like, damn, they actually got a tape out. You know what I mean? And then Vel Bacardi. Seeing Vel Bacardi on Yo MTV Raps back in the early 90s, he was signed to Rick Rubin with I think it wasn't Def Jam, it was Def something or some shit like that. But that was big. Like, you know, knowing that he was from 39th Street. He was from Holy Temple.
Right, he actually got a deal and shit.
Yeah, man, he actually got a deal and was on TV with that shit. So, you know, the youngsters probably won't relate to that. You know what I'm saying? Because it wasn't like now, where anybody could be anybody with some fucking lights. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, back then you had to really, really put in the work, and it was a luck of the draw to get in. You know what I'm saying? But, and so, you know, really me and my partner Cisco, I'll be honest with you, when we started out with CCG, man, it was big. We was like the Wu-Tang. Like, people don't know that. Like, I started out, it was like, we was like fucking Wu-Tang. It was about 12, 15 of us. But as time went on, you know how it go. Motherfuckers fall off and don't want to do it. And really, you know, you really get to see right. Who want it. You know what I'm saying? So it came down to just me and my partner Cisco. And so, shit, 95, I think, that's when we hooked up with Peak, you know. But up until that point, we was just putting out tapes. We was literally just doing the Too Short shit, just putting out tapes in the city, giving them away, selling them and doing shit like that, you know.
And at this time, Nick, you mentioned Vel Bacardi, you know, another legend right there. I remember he worked with AMG over there, did a lot of dope production with him. But at this time, you know, you guys were, you know what I'm saying, doing real big in Kansas City. But how did you ultimately hook up with Master P?
Shit. That was, man, and I've told this story a million times. It was crazy. It was just luck, man. I had basically just always been who I am, thinking big. You know, I was like, okay, we doing this local shit. We okay, that's cool. But I knew nothing. You got to think, I was 17. So I knew, I had just graduated high school. I knew nothing about the music. I knew nothing about anything. We in Kansas City. And again, the information isn't like how it is now. We didn't have the internet where you could Google how to get a deal and all that shit. So it was really just, you know, I just thought to myself, common sense. I said, okay, you know, back then when you had your tapes and it always had the P.O. boxes and addresses of the record companies. So I just said, fuck it. I'm going to record some tapes. I actually wrote a fucking bio, handwritten, and we took some fucking pictures that you had to go get developed. It went our photo and shit, right? And now, mind you, I didn't know nothing about no fucking press kit. It's just my common sense was like, okay, they need to see what we look like. and we need to tell them about ourselves. You know what I'm saying? So
just
I put this shit together.
Instinct.
Yeah, yeah, just natural intuition. You know what I mean? And so what I was doing, I sent the shit to Jive. I sent it to these big companies, Arista and all that shit. And them motherfuckers was coming back, not even open, with the stamp on there. We don't accept unsolicited material. I didn't know what the fuck that meant. So I just said, well, shit. You know what I'm saying? So in my mind, common sense, and again, just wanting something out of life, I said, well, let me try these little motherfuckers. I didn't understand what an independent was. I just kind of felt like my intuition was telling me that in a minute, you know, in black market, wasn't that big. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I was like, all right, fuck, let me send it to In a Minute, Solar, No Limit, and all of that, you know, rap a lot. And so what I would do, I had a cell phone back then. This is back when the motherfuckers 35 cent a minute and shit. And I would call and fill up. I would call and fill up the voicemails, you know, to the numbers. You know what I'm saying? I'd call and just, yeah, my name Cordell from Kansas City. Listen to my tape. I would purposely fill up the voicemails so nobody else could leave a message, right? And so, shit, he got tired of me calling. You know what I'm saying? He got tired of. He kept hearing, and so. He sent Serve, you know, they was out in Oakland, and he told Serve, man, go get this fucking tape. This nigga keep calling, man, go get his fucking tape, you know what I mean? And so, shit, they listened to it. Actually, I think Serve listened to it. And so Serve was like, you know, Mr. Serve on, he was like, shit, I'm fucking with it. Now, this was, that's my brother to this day. I still talk to Serve, you know, and Serve, and the timing was perfect because of the style that we had, Bone Thugs, it just came out with Thuggish Ruggish Bone. It was hot right then. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, P, you know, he ain't going to reinvent the wheel. So that was hot. So we were his version of that. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
He got a hold of it. Serve told him, yeah, man, these dudes got something going on. So, shit, he called me and was like, man, I'm doing Down South Hustlers. You know, shit, I'm going to fly y'all out here. And, shit, that's how I went down.
Wow.
Man,
wow. That's
amazing.
Mm-hmm. We got the homie Sim from France. He's got a couple questions for you. Sim,
all
what's
right.
up, homie?
Yeah, what's up, Scott? I'm like Jay, what's up?
Wow,
Big Coops. Yes, sir.
Hey, what's up, brother?
Yeah, what's up? And I will tell about the CCG album, Android Game, and your solo album, Pretty Rank,
mm-hmm.
back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Was born the Uncut Style, and I want to credit Scott Bejda Press because he was the first in hip hop magazines to review your album, Pretty Rank, in Better Dog Magazine, in Best of Best 99.
Mm-hmm.
And also, can you tell us about these days and also the Bloodbath track you took Twisted on it?
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, repeat the question again.
Oh, okay. Can you tell us about
the
album?
I heard
album,
you say something about the Bloodbath track. Do you want to know about
the Bloodbath
track?
Okay. Yeah, the Bloodbath track, man, it was crazy how that came about. Again, it's just funny how timing is because I had never heard Crazy Bones' version of Mo Murder. Like, was it Mo Murder? It was one of them. He did that. He had used that sample he used it after I used it. But anyway, I had never heard his version, and so I just wanted to make the darkest fucking song, you know, and that's where I was in my life. You know, I was in the streets. I was just, you know, I'm listening to Brother Lynch Hung. You know, I have these different musical influences, and so I just wanted to make something dark. I just wanted to make something literally that, you know what I'm saying, like, damn, with somebody getting high and they about to go hoorah to go put in some work. I want to put in a soundtrack to that. You know what I mean? So that's really how that song came about. Cisco did the beat. He did the sample and all of that. And I wrote it. Back then, I used to like to record at night. You know what I'm saying? And I always recorded in the dark. So it was like when I did it, like I just, you know, I wanted to make just some devilish like harmonies and just really just zone out. But that song is one of my most popular songs, actually. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, people like that song. But that's how that song came about, just really just trying to make something dark, really, you know, and being – and that was influenced definitely heavily by Brother Lynch Hung.
Yeah. Yeah, just say before it I just said before, Scott Bejda reviewed your album. Pauline Ross was the first to do it in Murder Dog Magazine.
Yeah, yeah. He showed me love. Scott always showed me love. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
and
you can tell us...
Dope
albums. Go ahead, Shin. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. So, Kansas City Chief.
You said Kansas City Chief?
Oh, yeah.
You put in front your native roots as the Lightfoot did lot himself. Can you tell us about the importance of your native roots in your life and spirits? And,
your Native American roots, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That came from one day. I was my grandmother, who's passed away on my dad's side, right? She had Alzheimer's as she got up in age. But one time she was I was at a family gathering, and so she told me, she said, "Hey," she said, "Courtney," she said, "you look just like my great grandmother," and she said, because I had my hair in two braids, in two long braids. She said, "You look exactly like my great grandmother." And I was like, "Really?" She said, "Yeah." She said, "My great grandmother was full blooded Indian, Seminole Indian, from Oklahoma." And I was like, "Really?" Or no, I think it was Florida or Oklahoma, is one of those. But she showed me a picture of her. And me and this woman, my great, great, great grandmother, we literally looked identical, because she had her hair in two silver, you know, long braids like how I had. And, you know, we looked alike, looked like she could be my mother. You know, and so that kind of gave me insight into my family history with the Native American side, you know, which I'm sure we all have that. But for me to have it that close in proximity in my family. So at the time I was working on the Kansas City Chief album. And so it just, you know, it's just funny how timing goes sometimes, you know what I mean? And just, you know, me finding that out and then wanting to name it the Kansas City Chief and just playing on that, you know. And at the time, I remember being somewhere and an actual Native American had came up to me and he asked me, he said, "What tribe are you from?" He said, "Do you know what tribe you're from?" And I was kind of like, nah, I'm not Indian like that. I'm like, "Dude, I'm black, you know?" And he was like, "Nah." He was like, you got real red skin." And he was telling me about the traits. And he said, "I can tell." He said, "You should find out what tribe you're from, you know?" So it was just timing, you know what I mean? It just, you know, that's how that came about, you know, just kind of, you know, finding out different things in the family tree.
That's real dope right there. You know what I'm saying? It's good that you, like Shin said, you incorporated that into the music, you know what I'm saying? Let people know your heritage. You know, now years later, Kirk Calhoun came out with an album called The Kansas City Chief. Were you flattered by that, or were you like, "Hey, man, that's my thing"? How did you feel about
it? I mean,
that?
To be honest with you, I didn't really trip on it. You know what I mean? Like, I support my city, man, you know, and Cut.
Yeah.
I don't know him personally, and he from the red side. I'm from the blue side, so we from two opposing sides. But it, you know, it was all love. You know what I mean? Like I didn't think nothing of it. You know what I'm saying? If he felt that way, you know, at that time, then you know, hey, you know, because for me, and this is relative to really my message now. You know, especially with my city. You know, I'm about the collective. You know what I'm saying? Together, everybody achieves more. See. Like, even now, I'm going back to the city to shoot a video in a couple weeks. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, my city is like any other Midwestern city. We don't stick together. You know, you see these other cities like Atlanta, Houston, you know, some of these other places, they able to click up and they able to win. But, you know, my city, man, is so, you know, you got a lot of hate and a lot of competition. And to be quite honest with you, that, you know, as it relates to me, there really is no competition. I made it already. I do music for fun. You know what I mean? Not to, like, be on no bullshit or pop my collar on nobody, but I'm already successful. You know, so me wanting to come back and usher in a different government and usher in just a different mentality, because I want to see my city win. It's a lot of talent there. You know what I mean? But, you know, you got so many egos for no reason. I mean, you got, like, I even reached out to a couple young cats, right, to get on my album, and I had motherfuckers trying to charge me. I thought that was laughable. For one, it was disrespectful, you know what I mean? It was disrespectful. But then, two, you know, I'm thinking to myself, like, dude, you know what I'm saying? I got millionaires. I got people on my album that have sold millions of records that are successful. But see, this is what I mean by this, the mentality of this day and age, because, you know, even when you talk about likes and views, the people that I ask don't have more likes and views than me. And I have put out a record in over 10 years, you know, but they have this illusions of grandeur. You know what I mean? Everybody in the city think they the man, think they the next one. And it's like, dude, I asked them straight out, you got $1 million? Can you go touch $1 million? If you can't, then what are we talking about? Because you're charging me for what? Because your brand ain't feeding you. You know what I mean? So what makes you think I'm a benefit off your brand? I'm trying to help you. I have a platform. You know what I'm saying? I have a bigger platform than you. I have the resource. I have a longer reach than you. So for me, it's about the city. It's not about, you know, you thinking your little movement is about to take off. And, yeah, nigga gonna tell me he opening up, you know, like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm opening up for, you know, this dude and that dude. You just said it. You opening up. You not what? That ain't nothing. You know what I mean? You talk to me when you get 100, 150.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. People pay to open up. I'm not impressed by that. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
But again, and I was trying to educate him. You know, I'm like, but he still wasn't getting the information. And so it's a lot of that in my city, you know. And so, you know, I'm trying to help him. I'm trying to say, hey, man, y'all got to be humble. Let's try to work together. I've made it already. I got my big house and my cars and my money and all of that. I'm good. But y'all chasing it. You know what I'm saying? So you would think with me being right next to one of the biggest music moguls of our fucking time, you would think that, okay, damn, he in a position. Maybe he knows something. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
let's,
man,
fuck it. You know, let's fall in line.
Intuition.
Right. Right,
yeah.
You know, because I'm going to be honest with you. And again, I love my city. It's not a competition. We have some successful people. You know, we have a couple successful producers from the city. But in terms of a entity, a label that actually, see, you got to understand Tech. And Tech is cool. Tech is my brother. Like him and Travis, what they've accomplished, man, I'm so happy for those guys. They are technically, they're the most successful label, and he's the most successful rapper out of Kansas City, period. Even more successful than myself in terms of numbers and all of that. Yes, absolutely. But at the same time, Strange, they do their own thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not knocking them, but I'm just saying they don't necessarily go into the city and grab youngsters and make part of their movement like that. Here, you know, come over to the studio, come get in our videos. Let's, you know, Tech ain't, you know, Tech is, he's a brand, and I get it. I totally respect it. But for me, I'm like, man, I'm going to come shoot my video in the hood. I want all the rappers
to come. You hands on with the city. You know what I'm saying?
And he make his time,
but a lot of them dudes ain't hands on all the time because they got
that's what I mean, that
they doing to preserve what
exactly.
They
doing. Exactly. Exactly. And
you
see, that's the difference with me. It's like I'm trying to come to the hood. I'm bringing the video straight to the block. Like, come on, I'm accessible. And then I'm in the city quite often because I own property there. So I have businesses there. But you see me in the hood, jewelry on, by myself. You see me going, you know what I'm saying? I'm accessible. So here I'm trying to, you know, come on, man. You like, you know, one of my cats down there, Young Cat, I want to give a shout out to him. Young Cat, he got the album. He a blood cat from the Kansas side. And he got the little album. He got a little movement called himself Fat Tone Jr. You know what I mean? He, you know, he got right with the program, you know what I'm saying? And he's doing his thing. You know what I mean? But he's able to be coachable. You know what I'm saying? So, again, me and him, we vibing, we talking. You know, it's a couple other cats down there. But, you know, I just want us to win as a collective. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Everybody
Did you fuck with Fat Tone, them two?
Nah, I didn't fuck with Fat Tone. I didn't fuck with Fat Tone. Yeah, I
mean,
I don't want to.
In the city fuck with that nigga, too. I'm in St.
Yeah,
Louis, so,
I mean.
Like, it go
hand-to-hand
sometimes. Like, I know how they juggle with that on the other side.
Oh, yeah, for sure, the Lou. Oh, absolutely.
You know,
yeah, me and Tone, I mean, you know, I don't want to speak on the dead, you know what I'm saying, rest in peace, but nah, we wasn't like that, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, we knew of each other. I ain't going to say it was a problem, but, you know, we didn't rock like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but Yeah, but you know, it's a lot of other cats like me and Rich. You know what I'm saying? Rich was on Kansas City Chief. You know what I mean? Rich an OG. Rich inspired me. Mm-hmm. He started before I did. You know what I'm saying? And you know, it's always love with him. You know, but a lot of these youngsters, man, like I'm trying to give them the game, like literally, like a big bro. You know, like hey, I already made it. I'm already seeing it. I'm on the other side where you're trying to get to. Shit, these motherfuckers hard headed. These motherfuckers be on that lean, they be on these pills, you know what I'm saying? They don't know where they coming or going, you know? So, hey, everybody got a choice to make. But that was my goal with the Boomerang album, like I said before, you know, is to try to bridge the gap with the generations, you know what I'm saying? And let these youngsters know, you know, because a lot of times they try to play you like your old head. I had them try to play me like I'm an old head. It's all good because, you know, getting older is not a, you know, privilege afforded to everybody. And they got to understand, you mm-hmm. hope to one day be in my position. You know what I'm saying? So, but if they humble themselves and they understand there's nothing new under the sun, you feel me? Like, you know, where we come from, our era, it was all about the content of your character. It was all about who you was and how you carried it. You know, it wasn't about likes and views and doing goofy shit to be popular.
Right,
you know, that shit,
that shit
that shit fake. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Nigga, you get money temporarily, you know, like even with what 6ix9ine, with Tekashi 6ix9ine, I don't know the dude. You know, I ain't got no problem with him or nothing like that. But I feel like he's going about shit like you gonna phase out really quick. If you don't go to jail,
yeah,
somebody kill you.
Chicago the other day, and that's a no no.
Yeah,
not
even beefing with
I don't care who
Chicago,
you are,
yeah,
where you from, what set you claim. That's like the gang capital of the world. You don't fuck with Chicago. And this dude,
man, listen,
he literally,
it's real.
From what I saw,
I mean,
he literally was FaceTiming as many rappers from Chicago as he could to try to get, you know, some beef starts. Like, what are you
but,
doing?
But see, that's the thing. But this is what's goofy about it. The fact is he know what he's doing. See, what it is he understands and masters social media. You know, he understands that even though he's taking a big risk. But think about it, though. I mean, think about how serious. It can get serious, but it's almost like going to swing on somebody when you know it's a bunch of people that'll pull y'all apart. You know what I'm saying? Instead of stepping off somewhere quiet where y'all got to fight to the death or somebody knocked out, you do it in front of people where they'll break it up. So social media to me is like that. It's like you know the feds is watching. You know everybody watching. So you know when you go to Chicago – the police is not far away. You know what I mean? Even though that's a false sense of security.
Trailing them around like the hip-hop.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's a false sense of security. But at the same time, man, I just can't get with none of that bullshit. That's the shit that I'm talking about. You know, that's like, you know, and they may call a nigga old head. You know, like, oh, man, you know, this is how it is. And y'all talking about how it was. Listen, the Bible is 2,700 years old. And and it still stands to today. So some principles and some fucking concepts just don't expire. So it was never cool to be a snitch 50 years ago, and it still ain't cool to be a snitch. You know what I'm saying? So goofy shit is goofy shit, no matter when you're doing it. You know what I mean? And it's like goofy shit is celebrated. You know what I'm saying? Niggas is doing shit just to get popular, just to get likes and all this old fuck shit. And what happens is, I'll be honest with you, it kind of makes it where it's the norm, and it makes it a little harder for the real shit, because when you're not doing that type of shit, you know, it's like all the attention is on the bozos, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, you know, they overlooking the real shit and the shit with content because you're not, and I refuse, I don't have to do it, and I won't let my artists do it either, you know what I mean? Like,
I
we on some real shit.
I salute and respect that, because too many people out here have access, like you said, to be the bozo. You know what I'm saying? And just clown shit, man. Shit that, you know, cats like myself, when we were coming up, we didn't, like you said, we didn't do that, man. You didn't have to do that.
Man.
You put out your product
or
your work ethic, and it stood and it spoke for itself. But I want everybody to get this Boomerang project. I got one more song I want to play, and then I want to come back and close it out. I want to give you the floor. This one here, this one's called Gang, man. Why don't you tell everybody about this one, Kurt?
Yeah, this is my Gang record. This is actually one of the first records that I recorded, produced by Black and Mild. Actually, produced by me and Black Amile. Actually, a lot of the songs were co-produced, and when I mean co-produced, I mean conceptualized by me and executed by Black Amile. But this is kind of a remake of P's old song, If I Could Change, and we just kind of updated it and flipped it, and it's featuring Crazy from the 504 Boys and Gangsta down in Baton Rouge. So this is my No Limit family, you know what I mean? So we got a video for this coming soon, too. So this is the gang featuring Crazy and Gangsta.
Fast money got me caught up in the limelight, like $100 around my neck so I can shine bright. Fast money got me caught up in the limelight. Keep that llama on my hip and get your mind right. Oh yeah, I put that on my gang, 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 gang. I put that on my gang, 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 gang. I put that on my gang, 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 gang. Gang.
If I'm doing bad, my nigga be up in the wire. Snitch niggas take the stand on me, they a liar. Run up on me if you won't, set you on fire. Warren Mays and the drug dealers I admire. Dear God, please help me cause my mind gone. When I'm full of NFC, I'ma fuck alone. Gangsta, smoke a lot of weed, he teaching chone. Middle finger with that bitch cause she did me wrong. I reveal in my soul, I'm a top breeder. Keep a bad bitch twerking like Big Freedia. If it's me or you, pussy niggas, I'll be bustin'. AK, banana clip, only hoe I'm trustin'. Everybody did me wrong, bitch, I hold grudges. A lot of niggas doing life from these white judges. Fast money, fast life, keep a nigga blinded. In the casket, my niggas, I'm so reminded.
Fast money got me caught up in the limelight, like $100 around my neck so I can shine bright. Fast money got me caught up in the limelight. Keep that llama on my hip to get your mind right.
Oh yeah,
I put that on my gang, 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 gang. I put that on my gang, 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 gang. I put that on my gang, 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 gang.
I'm just a young nigga, straight up out the ghetto. When I was 12, I learned how to cook dope. Watching my uncle bag it up, I thought it was soap. Until he showed me how to whip it, and I know. Real hustler, got a lot of customers. You know what's up with us, real niggas gon' fuck with us. I told Crazy and Courtney, we finna run the game. We been getting this money, and we ain't never changed. Gang, gang, I'ma ride with my niggas, man. Right or wrong, I'ma roll with my soldiers, man. Ice link white shining on my wrist, nigga. I'm going hard in this bitch, me and my clique, nigga.
Fast money got me caught up in the limelight, like $100 around my neck so I can shine bright. Fast money got me caught up in the limelight. Keep that llama on my hip and get your mind right.
Oh yeah,
I put that on my gang, 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 gang. I put that on my gang, 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 gang. I put that on my gang, 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 gang.
Gang.
In the limelight, like $100 around my neck so I can shine bright. Fast money got me caught up in the limelight. Keep that llama on my hip and get your mind right.
Oh yeah,
I put that on my gang, 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 gang. I put that on my gang, 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 gang. I put that on my gang, 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 gang.
Gang.
Another one off the project, Boomerang, is coming out very soon. Those who listen to the show, though, they know me. One thing, Court Dog, I got to tell you, the only thing I don't like is the auto-tune. Was that like you said, the bridge the gap?
That's kinda bridge in the gap,
that's
brother.
The
exactly.
I got from it.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. That's all. I didn't have no mumble for him. You know what I mean? I didn't have no mumble. But I, you know, Black, he's cold on that auto tune. So that's my bridge in the gap right there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but you know, I know y'all short on time, but I basically want to plug the album. So, you know, Boomerang album coming out. Yeah, the end of the month, y'all be on the lookout for it. And let me know, it's a double album. You know, it's a volume one and a volume two. So I got volume one for the streets, and volume two for the club. And I got Masterpiece, Silk the Shocker, Gangsta Crazy. I got my artist Kid Carolina. I got my artist Jay Tokes. I got my main artist Royce J. You know what I'm saying? He all over that joint. I mean, we got something for everybody on there. And, you know, I want to give a shout-out to Jay Tokes, my artist. He's an Afrobeats artist, so we going international with this shit. That's the thing about TME. I'm making TME not just a gangster rap label, but a label of talent. So,
worldwide.
You know what I mean? We Yeah, worldwide, exactly. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to plug a few film projects that I got coming too. So I got the hook up too. We going into production for that next month. So I got a little role in that. My TV show, Cash Cars, the TME, you know, we do films and TV as well. So Cash Cars, we got that coming to TV soon. And I'm trying to think of what else. It might be some other shit I'm forgetting, but you know, but that's the more immediate shit. And don't forget about the True Muscle, the supplements. You know what I'm saying? I'm still pumping that, the protein powders, TrueMuscleSports.com. You know, still got that cracking. And I also want to give a shout out to, of course, my No Limit family out here, you know, down south. And then I want to give a shout out to the No Limit Soldiers, my family down in the Caribbean, you know, from Curacao down there in the Dominican Republic, you know what I'm saying, the No Limit Soldiers down there. I want to give them a shout out as well. So, and also, you know, we about to do it real big with the Sugar Skull Rum, you know what I'm saying? So we about to take over the liquor, you know what I'm saying, the liquor shit too. So that's what we got cracking.
You guys are impeccable business minds, man. Keep doing what you're doing. Court Dog, and thank you so much for coming on the show and blessing us with another dope interview, man. Really, really appreciate
it. Man, appreciate that. Yeah, I appreciate y'all. Like always, you know, y'all always going to be one of my first stops, you know what I mean? So, shit, I'll see y'all in a couple months.
Most
Hell definitely. Yeah, man. That's what's up.
Everybody go check out that Project Boomerang, you know what I'm saying? Get them both, Volume 1 and 2. You know what I'm saying? And while you're at it, go out and get Fuck the Lame Stream, available online right now. Go to UGSForLife.com, pre-order the double CD. You know what I'm saying? Just like what Court Dog's doing, the same premise, man. We got people from around the globe coming together making dope music. Why not support it? And with that being said, check out Snake Lucci out of Omaha, Nebraska this Thursday. You know, we'll give you some more stuff next week, man. Here we go, man. This is a classic. Come on. All
right. Don't forget the medicate the room. Niggas on the second line to drink before we take a kiss. Bitch, I'm on the way. Then you know we do. Bad in pockets, we taking the keys. We off into the grill. Close to the door, set the phone up on the wall, making everybody fall. Like the one room game, it's time up for the phone call. When we hit the safe, then we leaving. Stay calm and everybody stay breathing. For a dog, he loves the kids, so the fuck with me and I'm kidding with me. Ain't no rules in this game, especially for the opposition. Every time I tell you this, listen, I'ma get out on a mission. I'ma kill it with a mission. Don't kill it, my intention. Listen, kill it, the truest shit ever broke. And your hoes wanna know why I'm never broke. Got a 12-8 pump and 11 pokes. The niggas just get it how we know. Ain't no bitch in my blood. 81-6 don't bring no hoes. You talk about some niggas with some itch trigger fingers. If your daddy get it wrong, you won't bring no more. Bitches with a boo-boo fucked up. I up to you just to get a rush. If anybody see it, they ain't wanna say it. They don't wanna be a bitch, so they gonna keep it hush-hush. Nigga, what bus? Everybody quit talking, nigga. If you wanna back up, I'll start walking, nigga. Watch start talking, nigga. I'm an expert when it comes to talking, nigga. That's it for the killers, the murderers, the legally insane. Run up on a nigga, blow out his brain. Tapping at a doctor, they ain't gon' pay. This is for the killers, the murderers, the legally insane. Run up on a nigga, blow out his brain. Tapping at a doctor, they ain't gon' pay. Come on, nigga, if you want me, come and give me. I'm a killer, gorilla, nigga. Be ready to die. Nigga, thinking that I might be bad, stripping out the baby face. I know that I'm all gonna be lying. I'm gonna shoot never put the traps on. Nigga, watch me, don't laugh, the dance is up. Because the situation at hand, got a kick in his step in the ass. Open that, you won't have those jiggas.
Nigga.
everybody go to murder show. My demo, motherfucker for show. Behind my bro, everybody get chopped up with the foe. Nigga pick up at the ground with the info. Them yo, light, intense kill, real intentions. Got motherfuckers thinking the best way to avoid prison. Nigga that we do the yo gang. Got motherfuckers dying in studio, head on the dough. And it's still K3-3K hoes. Run up on the south side and watch you fold. Leave it in the snow. Run the yo map and get the motherfuckers tatted with the automatic. Aggravated motherfuckers on the other side of the habit. Had it when I spotted no bitch crossing through the traffic. But I got this in my automatic, like the Kelly hanging at the passenger side. My homicide in my mind, I'm one of them most notorious. Stealing my blood and gun the riddles, but I'm on the run.
This is for the killers, the murderers, the leaders.